Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Thursday, June the 6th, 6-6-2019. And the time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, man, his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue with part two of spiritual realization that we talked about yesterday, which is mental alchemy, which is the ability to walk in the spirit. So that way you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is the most important, and I say that so much that it kind of gets watered down, but it is, man. All this stuff is important, but this is the most important because this is, everybody wants results. I don't know nobody who don't want results. Everybody, no matter where you are, no matter how great you are, everybody wants results. Everybody wants to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a place where there is mutual love and mutual respect. I don't know nobody who don't want that. And so this is how to do that. And how you do that is to immerse your brain in the desire fulfilled. That means you cannot have a process or a destination, although you do have both, but you cannot be inside of the process. You got to be inside of the solution. So although I go to the gym and work out, in my brain, I've already worked out. Although I'm in the process of doing the things that make me a millionaire, in my brain, I'm already a millionaire. Although I do the things, I have a process and I have goals and a destination to have toe-curling relationships. In my brain, I'm already in a toe-curling relationship. Although I study, I research, and I do things to show myself approved unto God, in my brain, I'm already there. So spiritual realization overrides outside demons. Demonstration. So the outside demons are overriding the spiritual realization. So you got to realize, in order to realize, you got to use your real eyes. In order to realize, you got to use your real eyes, your REALEYES. Your real eyes allows you to realize that these are real lies, REALLIES. These are real lies. Your reality is a real lie. It's real, but it's a lie. So to the degree that you can over, under, and understand that these are real lies that are seen by your real eyes, that allows you to continue to realize demonstration. So there's a war going on between the demonstration, hard work, and the spiritualization, imagination. So as we talked about yesterday, Bruce Lee, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Norman Vincent Peale, Napoleon Hill, all of the great thinkers, the great multi-billionaires, they all had the ability to do something that most of us cannot do. They all had the ability to place their brain in the solution or in the desire fulfilled. Most people cannot do that because the thoughts override the brain. So as a peak performance coach, my job is to get you to see that the energy of the thought that you have is interfering with the energy of the thought that you had. Heavenly Father, in the name that destroys every other name, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intelligence of your people, that they may hear the energy of the sound that is creating an interference pattern with the existing sound that's inside of their brain. So there's a sound that's inside of the brain right now that's called your current habit pattern. Right now, whether you're at, wherever you are at, subconsciously, it is producing a sound, a wave of vibration, and that is interfering with the current sound that you, so right now I'm talking to you, you're having a thought. It is interfering with the old thoughts of the brain. So now we've got a war going on between thoughts. Which one is going to win? Well, which one is more powerful? Either your current thought is more powerful than your old subconscious and unconscious thought. There is a war going on between your demonization and your spiritualization. The inner you versus the outer you. Which is going to win? Either the inner you is going to smoke out of you, or the outer you is going to smoke the inner you. There's a war going on. I don't know which one is going to win. And it's extremely important that you over and understand, my brothers and sisters, because without this ability to understand what I'm saying, life is going to be very hard for you, because you're telling yourself two different things, and the two different things are creating an interference pattern so that you don't get nothing. So you're in Groundhog's Day because you're sending two different frequencies. And so the Pitar is saying that a double mind, the man will not receive anything from me. So the big G is piezo energy or electricity. So in Piazzo, from an electrical perspective, it is creating an interference pattern that is either destructive or constructive. This interference pattern is produced by you. You have an existing pattern. That is the current you. Or let me rephrase that, the old you. I was talking to a client this morning who was explaining, or we were talking about how just in casual conversation, a statement that was made that was a statement that was the old person, meaning that telling somebody your old maiden name. So if you're talking to somebody and let's say if you refer to yourself as the old you just randomly, what does that mean? That's an interference pattern. That's interfering with your current pattern. So the old pattern is bubbling up. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, again, according to what we talked about yesterday, Bruce Lee's current pattern was more powerful than his old pattern. So let me say that again. This is it. There's a current energetic imprint. And now you have another energetic imprint. It's called a thought. The old thought said, I want to watch TV or play video games all day. And eat Captain Crunch cereal. The new thought says, I want to get up and go to the gym and exercise. Excuse me. So now we got a war. We got a battle going on between the innerverse and the outerverse. So the Bible says if you walk in the circle of divine attributes and characteristics, that is the spirit. So now we got to talk about today how to walk in the spirit. Because the letter that we were reading yesterday that Bruce Lee wrote to his... again, a girl that was just taking a class, he was telling this girl about his inner verse. So the letter goes on and it says, I'm writing to you to let you know how I think. And I will do my best to write it clearly, and I hope that you will keep an open mind when you read this letter. And don't arrive at any conclusion until you totally read the complete letter. Now, could you imagine you met a guy and you don't know this guy, and this guy writes you this letter and you open it up and you've never talked to this guy before. And this guy is writing you this letter. And this guy says there are two ways for us to proceed in making a good living. One is for us to work very hard. The other is us to use the results of our imagination, which actually requires work too. Notice he didn't say to use the imagination. Bruce Lee, in the letter that he's writing to his then student who became his wife, so he didn't ask her, did any of the stuff that, now, have you ever approached a girl like that? Have you ever approached a job like that? Have you ever approached your workout routine like that? So what is the results of your imagination? So Bruce Lee is writing to her and he's telling her, this is the result of what I've been thinking. So my question to you today, my brothers, my question to you today, my sister, what is the result of what you have been thinking? So as a peak performance coach, now you are performing, but what is the result of how you've been performing? Is if you are performing and the result of your performance thinking is wealth, health, wisdom, toe-curling relationship, brother, you're good. You can disconnect. But if you are performing and you are subpar, meaning that you're performing and your goal is 100,000, but you're making 75,000. So you're underperforming. So now you need to listen to what I'm saying, because now not only are you going to get to 100,000, you're going to get up probably 150, maybe 200,000. Because I'm going to show you how to get the maximum result of your potential, how to maximize. Now, remember, I am not a performance coach. I'm a peak performance coach. That's totally different. So I take people who are already performing. See, there are people who are not performing. They listen to me and they're scratching their head like, what? What is he talking about? I don't know what he's saying. What did you hear what he said? They don't know. Why? Because they're not even on the team. So if you're not on the team, this message is not for you. This message is for people that's already on the team. And your batting average is, 152. You should be batting, 400. So your shooting percentage, you go to the free throw line, you should be shooting at least 80%. For every 10 free throws you shoot, you should at least make 8 out of 10. And your shooting percentage is like Shaq's, 30%. You shoot 10, you make 3. Now, in the NBA, you're underperformance. You should be like Steph Curry. Steph Curry's shooting percentage is like 90%. Every time he shoots 10 free throws, he makes at least 9. That should be you. So that's what I'm helping people who are already in the NBA. They're already shooting, but their shooting percentage is low. So how do we maximize our shooting percentage? Okay, you use your imagination. You don't practice more. See, that's totally different. Everybody that's going to say, go shoot more free throws. No, I'm going to say, go lie down in your bed, find a nice, cool, relaxed place, and seeing yourself in your brain shooting free throws. And in your brain, practice shooting free throws. See yourself making those free throws in your imagination. And the result of the imagination, bam, that again, this is scientifically proven. They took people and they had people exercise. And then they took people and they had them imagine that they was exercising. And the people who were imagining themselves exercising, his muscles grew more than the people who were lifting weights. This is scientifically proven. You can they've done many researches. This ain't the first time I'm saying this. I've been saying this. I'm just saying it in a different way. So let me make sure you understand. Bruce Lee told his then girlfriend what was going to happen and exactly what he said happened. She didn't have a choice. She had to, because why? His will, frequency, wave was vibration to her. Was stronger than hers. Piezoelectricity. The energy of the sound or the thought that you make interferes with the energy, sound, or thought that somebody else is making. The person with the strongest sound, energy, thought overrides the other person. So I walk into a room. This is how I do everything in life. When I go to a room, I make sure that my thought is the strongest one in the room. And what is my thought? Death or victory? Nobody else in the room got that thought. I own it. I don't give a damn where I go. I own every room I go into. I sit in the back. I let the Negroes have their conversations. And then they look back at me and they're trying to figure out who's that little dude in the back. They already know I am creating an interference pattern in their thoughts. But they're not on the same. I practice mental alchemy, man. This ain't no freaking game. This is real life. You will stay exactly where you are until you learn the art of freaking mind, the art of thinking, not doing. Anybody can be a trained monkey. Anybody can jump through hoops. But there's very few people on this planet that understand the art of how to freaking think. I can count on one hand the number of people that I know that know how to freaking think. You can tell anybody, anybody can take orders. How many people can give them? And more importantly, how many people, after they give you the order, can demonstrate how to carry it out? Oh, there's a lot of people that can say a lot of good stuff, but there's how many people that can actually do those things? So what is the problem? Bruce Lee, let's go back to the letter. He says that, okay, I'm going to show you the result of the imagination, which requires work too. It is a fact that labor and thrifty, being thrifty or saving, produces a competent future and fortune in the sense of what we call wealth. It is the reward of the man who can think of something that hasn't been thought of before. In every industry and in every profession, this is the ideal of what makes America great, and this is what America is looking for. Ideals have made America what it is today. And one good idea will make a man what he or she wants to be. So Bruce Lee is telling her, and I'm sure this has nothing to do with, I want to date you. I want to go out. I think you're cute. You got a big badonky donk. You turn me on, or I see us having a future together. Notice what his letter. His letter is not talking about none of that. His letter is talking about metaphysics. And I'm sure as she was reading that letter, she probably was thinking, okay, is he asking me out? What is he talking about? What makes America great? Now, the girl he's talking to is from America. I'm sure she probably already know that. He's a guy that's not from America. He comes in and he recognizes the worth and value of the culture of America. So do you recognize the worth and value of the culture of you? See, the problem is you don't realize you. So I gave you a circle that's called the life optimization, the ability to optimize your circle. And what did you do with it? I guarantee you right now, be honest, man, how many times, everybody on this call, how many times have you went over your numbers? Be honest with yourself. How many times? How many times have you looked at your numbers? How many times have you thought about your numbers? How many times have you imagined yourself walking in the attributes and characteristics, the substance of your numbers? How many times? So I'm going to take a hypothetical chart, and I'm going to go over the numbers of this hypothetical chart. And the numbers on this chart is 9, 4, 5, 8. So we're going to look at this chart. And based upon this chart, 9, 4, 5, 8, that is how this chart walks in the spirit. That is the spirit. So the spirit is a group of related thoughts that synchronize together to elevate the person to the scale. So what is the scale or goal, or what are you aiming at? So most people, they are aiming at the wrong scale or the wrong goal. So if I'm counseling this individual, I'm telling this individual, your aim, the goal, the process, the brain must be immersed in royalty, hard work, freedom, and making good choices and decisions. Because the 9 is royalty, the 4 is hard work, the 5 is a free spirit, the 8 is an executive. So if this individual has those 4 numbers, in order for them to realize the road to riches, in order for them to activate the inner verse, in order for them to be eligible to pay the intuition to go to school, they have to operate and vibrate in that dimension. That is how you walk in the spirit. You walk in the spirit by finding the spirit and raising your mind to the level of the spirit. You don't walk in the spirit by bringing the spirit to you. You got to go up to it. God doesn't come down to your level. You got to go up to his level. So if you are an individual with those numbers and you are not oscillating and vibrating in those numbers, you are not walking in the spirit. Therefore, you are walking in the flesh. Therefore, you will have the fruit of the flesh. You will not have the fruit of the spirit. You cannot, because you're not walking in the spirit. Therefore, by default, you will automatically vibrate in the lust of the flesh. So I can easily tell if somebody is in the innerverse or the outerverse. And so, like when we talked about, now we're breaking this down further in the evening show for everybody that's in the product development, because you are the product. So all I am doing is developing you. And the way that I do that is I help you see you. When you see you, bam, you want to be you. You don't want to be the flesh anymore. You want to be the spirit. So it's easy. You bring me any man. I suggested this to a client that has a family. So I'm talking to the client that's female. She has a husband and 2 sons. And the client is a high energy client. The client is an 8. The husband is a 4. Therefore, just without even knowing the husband, I already know what his disposition is, and I already know what her disposition is. I already know what the problem is. How do I know? Number one, my oldest daughter is just like that. She's an 8, and her husband is a 4. So I already know exactly. So I don't have to meet them or talk to them. I know exactly what the problem is and what the solution is automatically just by knowing the numbers. You should be able to know the exact same thing. So immediately I know how the husband feels. He feels like he's been outshined by the wife. Why? The wife is an 8. What is an 8? An 8 is an executive. They just know exactly how to make good. An executive execute. A 4 is a foundation. A 4 builds, and 8 makes decisions. Now, if you're a man, immediately, especially if you're black, oh man, God forbid if you're a black man, especially if you're a black man in America, where you've been grown, you live in an environment where you are the house Negro. The white man makes the decisions. You don't. Everywhere you go, you see Caucasians. And so if you're a black man and you're married to a black woman and she make all the choices and all the decisions in your own house, what you feel like? You feel like the boy. You go to work, what you feel like? The boy. You go on the bus, boy. Taxi, boy. Everywhere you go out to eat, you the boy. So So you go home, you want to be the man, and you got the wife that's outshining you. You know what you feel like? You feel like the boy. And so therefore you gotta attack. You gotta reach out, you gotta lash out. Well, who you gonna lash out at? Okay, well, the only person you see, you can't lash out at the white man. You can't lash out at the taxi driver. You can't lash out at that when you go to the grocery store, the loss prevention officer who's following you around because you're shopping while black. And shopping while black is a crime in America. Because you're going to steal something. I don't care how well dressed you are. I don't care if you pull up in a Lamborghini. They're going to follow you. You can pull up in a Lamborghini. The white person could pull up in a freaking Ford Pinto. They're going to follow you around, Negro. Because you're shopping while black. Now, you're going to feel the vibration. You may not even see them, but you know you've been watched. And you go home, you don't want to be watched. But you married to an eight. Who's vibrating and executing. They're an executioner. So you're going to have a problem in the relationship and a problem in every area. Unless you understand that the energy doesn't have to be, that it doesn't have to be an energy war. Because if you are so busy being you, you have no time or energy to be somebody else. So I'm so busy being me, and my wife is so busy being her, we don't have time to conflict and clash with each other because we are both two single standing columns of waveform energy. That should be going on in your life and in your marriage too. So let's go back to my example. But before we go back to the example, let me read another paragraph in the letter that Bruce Lee wrote to his then girlfriend. So Bruce Lee says on, and then the letter continues, "A major part of my life is Kung Fu. This is an art that influences me greatly, and it formulates or helps me formulate my character and my ideals." Now, the lady obviously doesn't know anything about Kung Fu because she's not from the Orient. So, again, this has nothing to do with the relationship, at least on the outside. Because she's looking at a letter. The guy is writing a letter who's basically asking her out on a date. But the letter has nothing to do with dating. It has to do with thinking. He's explaining to her how he thinks. And Kung Fu has an influence on how he thinks. Then he goes on and saying, "I practice Kung Fu as a physical culture and a form of mental training." Boom. That's it. So this, and if I'm reading this letter, I'm thinking, okay, I need to go study what is Kung Fu. Because if I can understand Kung Fu, I can understand this dude. So that lets me know if I want to hang out with him or not. But again, most people don't understand that. Most people would look at how he looks and say, okay, I'm not going to date him because, you know. Now, remember, Bruce Lee's girlfriend, who became his wife, is Caucasian. Bruce Lee was from Hong Kong, if I remember correctly. He was Oriental. So in America, especially back then, that's a no-no. Thankfully, they was in California, which is a little bit more acceptable. So Bruce Lee goes on and he says, "I practice Kung Fu as a physical culture and a form of mental training, a method of self-defense, and a way of life. Kung Fu is the best of all of the martial arts. Even though it has a Chinese derivative, and it is a part of judo and karate. But judo and karate focuses only on the basics of Kung Fu. And judo and karate is flourishing all over the U.S. So this is happening because no one has heard of the supreme art of Kung Fu, and no one has received competent instructions in Kung Fu. So I believe that my long years of practice backs up my title of becoming the first instructor in America of this movement." Now, remember, she doesn't know the letter that he wrote to himself that I read yesterday. Do you guys remember the letter that Bruce Lee wrote to himself yesterday that said, this is how he set his mind before he left? He said that I am going to go to America and I am going to become the best Oriental superstar in movies, and I am going to open up a chain, which I didn't read, I'm going to become an instructor and open up a chain of Kung Fu training institutes. I will start in 1970, and I will reach my goal by the end of 1980. And in return for being the best Oriental movie star and the best quality actor and the best competent Kung Fu instructor, I will receive $10 million for my efforts. And he wrote down that as his definite chief aim that we talked about yesterday. And I told everybody on this call, you should have a statement exactly like that one about your, because that's how I started. And I rewrote that statement every year or every time I reached the goal. It started off as 10,000, 20, 50, 75, 100, 150, 200, now up to a million. And I wrote exactly, because why? I read this when I read the book Think and Grow Rich many years ago. And in that book, they have a chapter on how to write your definite chief aim. Now, I took it another level further. Remember, I don't recommend that you do that. I recommend that you find the definite chief aim that's already written. That's totally different than everything that every other book has been taught, every other book taught or teaches. Why? Why? Because now you are not connected to a lower deity. You are connected to the prime creator. Because no deity can determine the date of entry into this dimension. No deity can determine the ley lines of your entry into this dimension. No deity can determine the blood type that was given to you in this dimension. So if you return back to prime creator, source, you become source. That's the most powerful frequency on the planet. So all I did was, there's a lot of gods. I just found the biggest one and the baddest one and connected with that god, which is what I teach. So the life optimization chart that I gave you is not the Thetic Order of the Golden Dawn. It is not a part of, again, the Luciferian Trust. It is not a part of what Jay-Z, Kanye West, everybody in Hollywood, all peace performers, Arnold Schwarzenegger, even Bruce Lee himself. So what Bruce Lee did is great. What Arnold did is great. What I'm doing is greater. Why? I am not doing what I feel. I'm doing what Jesus did. So Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Father, take this cup from me. I got a plan that I, you know what? I don't want to be what you want me to be. I want to be something else." But then he had another thought right after that. He said, "Hold up, time out. Excuse me." He says, "Nevertheless, not my will." Bam. That word will means dilemma. That is where every secret society is built upon dilemma. Dilemma is a Greek word that means W-I-L-L in English. The reason I know everything that I know is because my name is W-I-L-L. Now, what are the chances that my name means? Now, remember, in the book of Ecclesiastes, all secret societies are built upon King Solomon's work and what King Solomon taught and believed. Because the word Solomon means soul of a man. So everything on earth is about controlling the soul of a man. Solo man. Soul of the man. The mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect is being controlled. Your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect is not your own. It was given to you by the dominant culture in this harmonious arrangement. That is the current frequency that is interfering with God's frequency. You got a choice today. Do you operate in the outer verse frequency, wave of vibration, or do you replace the outer verse with the inner verse? That is the question that you got to answer today. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Right now, you're probably, if I'm a betting man, the current habit pattern, the reticular activating system, is overriding your ASM, the automatic sensory meridian, because source put that in there, response system. So you got the reticular, which means reptilian. So you got the reptilian activating system. that's overriding your angelic. The A stands for angelic. Sensory stands for spiritual. Meridian stands for mental. Response or repetition stands for response. So that should be a angelic, because we are all fallen angelic beings and we have a spiritual mindset, but it's been replaced by a reptilian mindset. So the RAS is fighting the ASMR. That's the biological proof of the spiritual ramification of the statement that I just made. Now, I can also go up in the cosmology, and I can use the stars, and I can show you how the stars that you are from, the star system that you're from, is fighting or at war against the fleshly personality that you develop. That's why I told you before that your personality is disrupting or interfering with your purpose. So you cannot fulfill your purpose until you drop your personality. So the current person cannot create a new reality. You cannot create a new reality with the current personality. So the current personality that created poverty cannot create wealth. So in order to be wealthy, you got to use a different person. So the person that you have been, you can't be that person no more. You got to die. That's the problem. The Bible says, deny yourself, die, pick up your cross, your spiritual ID, your ASMR. You got to stop. You got to kill the reptile, the reptilian, the reticular activating system. You got to deny that. You got to pick up the cross. That's the Golgotha. That's the place in the skull where the vagus nerve and the pneumogastric nerve cross, the place of Golgotha. You got to pick up that. You got to pick up your cross. And then you got to follow the pineal gland and the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus, the third eye. That's what the Bible says. It's the same thing that the biology says. So the Bible and the biology and the stars, they're all saying the same thing. But you got a problem. And the problem is you got a reptile in your head. And that reptile is more powerful right now because you feed it. And how do you feed it? With your thoughts. You have more reptilian thoughts than you do angelic thoughts. How do I know? Look at your fruit. So Bruce Lee is writing a letter to a girl that don't even know he exists. And he gives this letter to this girl, and I'm sure she's reading it, and she was like, what the? This little Chinese dude come over here talking about it. He's going to be the greatest action hero, the greatest Oriental. Notice, now Bruce Lee was smart. He did not say he was going to be the greatest actor in America. He said he's going to be the greatest Oriental actor. That's his niche. And so for everybody that's a part of the product development program, and I pray to God, the big one, not the little one, that you're a part of what we're doing, because we are on day 5. And if you haven't paid that $250, you need to pay it yesterday, and you need to get the 5 shows that we already done, so you can catch up. Because what I'm writing down is I'm writing down and I'm giving everybody the exact verbiage for their definite chief aim. So Bruce Lee, thankfully, made up his that aligned, but he made a critical error, that same thing that I made. That's why now I'm writing it down so that way you don't have to make the mistake that I made. And that is based upon my feelings and my passions, because feelings and passions change. Purpose don't. Purpose is permanent. Purpose never changes. No matter how old you get or how young you are, your purpose is, when you was born and when you die and when you come back, your purpose is the same, because your purpose comes from heaven. It comes from the stars. That's eternal. Purpose is eternal. Your flesh changes. Your health changes. Purpose. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So your purpose is God. So although your health may go up or down, your height, everything can change, but purpose doesn't. So your spiritual realization, the inner verse never changes. The outer verse does. So Bruce Lee made a critical error that everybody makes. Arnold Schwarzenegger made the same error. I made the same error. Now, I correct that error, and that's what I teach. Now, I teach people, don't set amount of money Don't set your health, don't set your wisdom, and don't set your relationships on your feelings. Because your feelings, they can lie to you. You could be in love with Jim Bob today, and then you see Harry tomorrow, and all of a sudden your love for Jim Bob is gone. Harry got more money, he's taller, he's handsome, he's just that and the other. And what hold up, time out. Just yesterday you was all in love with Jim Bob. Now you've seen Harry, and you're like, oh, snap, bump Jim Bob. Check out Harry. And then after Harry, then you meet Robert. Okay, now, bam, bump Harry. So our emotions, they can lie to us. But purpose, nah, purpose is like your blood. It don't change. Purpose is like the day you was born. Can anybody change the date of their birth? Anybody? Please raise your hand if you can change your, if you can change the day that you was born. Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I will stop teaching, and I will follow you. If you can change the date that you entered into this dimension, excuse me, after you've entered, please call me. We got to talk. So your purpose comes from that. So you mean to tell me you're going to do something other than that? And so the problem is nobody can explain that. Excuse me. Even all the stuff on the internet, it doesn't break it down to the level and to the degree, because that's the energy that's in it. That's how you interfere. So what's interfering is everything that you learn from the time that you was born up until about the age of 12 is interfering with everything I'm teaching. So I was telling my client, who is a wife and a mother, who's the client. The husband isn't a client. Her two sons are not clients. And so the wife is vibrating out of control. The husband and the sons are looking at her like, what's up with my wife? The two sons are like, what the hell is mom smoking? They don't understand, because mom is listening to my shows. And remember what I said? If you join my system and you are married and your husband or your wife does not listen to my shows or at least participate in what you're doing, you will be divorced. It's just a matter of time. And if you don't divorce, what you're going to have is a marriage that is dead, because it is vibrationally impossible, because y'all are on two different frequencies. So you have to vibrate, and you have to allow them to vibrate at their level, and then you vibrate at your level. But the twain shall never meet. Now, you can fake the funk. You can have everybody else fooled. But when you talk to me, just remember who you're talking to. And so you can act, you can have that fake jovial. I do that too. I'm better than most. You can do the fake jovial. Just don't do that with me. When we do the one-on-ones and when you talk, make sure you remember. Oh, hold up, time out. We're talking to, you know, Dr. Rogers. He been there, done it already. He not Willy Foo-Foo. He know that I'm a vibrational fraud. Now, you can fool everybody else, but you can't fool me. And that's what this is about, authentic. That's what spiritual realization is. So the quest is this, especially in the area of relationships. What do you do? Are you supposed to divorce somebody? Are you supposed to leave somebody? I tried that too. Guess what? That doesn't work either. Because where you go, that's where you are. So the problem is not the mate. The problem is not who you're with. The problem is you. Because you got unrealistic expectations of your mate. And you got misplaced dependencies about your mate. So you should be so consumed with you, vibrating at the level of you, that all you see is you. And the people that see worth and value in you are going to be drawn to you. Just like a fly is drawn to a light. They cannot, it's like, I can't help it. They're just drawn to it. It's like a ship that's drawn to a lighthouse. So your job is not to go out and recruit. Your job is not to market. Your job is not to try to get people to like you. Your job is not to convince somebody to leave or to stay. Your job is to be you. That's it. That's your job every day. And the people that like you are going to vibrate to you. The people that don't like you, they're going to vibrate away from you. You ain't got to leave nobody. They're going to leave you. You ain't got to convince nobody to love you or not love you. You just got to love yourself. See, we put so much energy into relationships that we don't got to. Because the relationships happen automatically because of the chemistry. It is the vibration, it's the chemistry. See, those who immerse their minds in a certain thing draws certain things. Those who don't. That's it. That is your job. So Bruce Lee was writing this letter because he knows mental alchemy. He knows the spirit realm. He knows how to walk in the spirit. Now, and he's from, and he knows nothing about Christianity. Bruce Lee was, you know, he was an Orient. He was, you know, Buddhism or Hinduism or one of the other isms. But he understands mental alchemy. And you got to remember this, man. This dude changed martial arts forever in the U.S. This back in 1969. And then the letter goes on and says this. Now, remember, we're talking about a guy who's writing a letter to a girl that he wants to date. And he's telling her what he's getting ready to do. And I'm sure she probably, like, has never heard of Kung Fu. Like many of you, never heard of mental alchemy. We don't even know what it is. And so he says that Kung Fu is going to flourish all over the United States. Then he goes on to explain to her, there are yet long years ahead of me to polish my own technique and my own character. My aim, therefore, is. Let me say that again. Now, he's talking to a girl who he's telling her what he's getting ready to do. So what he's doing, he ain't speaking to her flesh. He's speaking to her spirit. Ooh. Let me say that again. See, it's like most women can't see the king in you. They just see the boy. There's some women who can see the king in a man, and they speak to the king, not to the flesh. So you got a man and he's a loser in the flesh, but if you can see the king and speak to the king. There are some men who got a woman that's a girl, but the inside of the girl is a king. You see, when others saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. Can you speak to the king inside the boy? What Bruce Lee did was he spoke to the queen inside the girl. He didn't even address the girl. The girl didn't even know what the hell was going on. The girl couldn't even read the letter. She didn't know but the spirit, because he spoke to the queen inside of the girl. Can you speak to the king inside the boy? Or you may got a man, he ain't doing nothing right. But inside of that boy is a king. And if you speak to the king, that is what I talked about yesterday, the language of the king. You see, that's a different language. See, men, you may be married to a quote-unquote deadbeat wife. Women, you may be married to a quote-unquote deadbeat man. And all your friends and all your girlfriends tell you, girl, you need to drop that fool. He's a worthless piece of dung. And you be like, and you believe him. And you leave him. And then Sally Sue gets with him. And she sees the king inside the boy. And she speaks to the king. And all of a sudden, Jim Bob, who couldn't fly right, he starts to act right. Because Jim Bob got with the queen, who could see the king and speak to the king inside the boy. So Bruce Lee wasn't speaking to her flesh. He was speaking to her spirit. And this is what Bruce Lee said. The letter goes on and it says, my aim, therefore, is to establish the first Kung Fu institution that will later spread all over the United States. And I have set up a time limit of 10 years to accomplish this whole project. My reason in doing this is not for the sole objective of making money. But my reason for doing this are many. And of them, I want the world to know about the greatness of my Chinese culture and art. I enjoy teaching and helping people. And I am going to live a very well-to-do life for me and my family. I would like to originate something that is going to last and be important and leave a legacy for myself and for my family. And then he goes on and says, I know my ideal is right. Therefore, the results will be guaranteed and satisfactory. I don't really worry about the reward, but I focus on setting in motion the mechanics and machinery to achieve the reward. My contribution will be the measure of my reward and my success. What Bruce Lee wrote in that letter shatters the brain. I don't know if anybody has the mental disposition to really understand what he wrote down as a 21-year-old kid enrolled in the University of Washington who came to this country, couldn't even freaking speak the language, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger did. But he had a crystal clear vision, purpose of where he was going. And he was totally immersed in that crystal clear vision to the point where he saw no outside distractions. Are you that immersed? Have you done Romans 8:5? Did you set your mind today on your purpose and your destiny based upon your numbers? Now, Bruce Lee did not pull this from his numbers. You have an advantage over Bruce Lee. You don't have to guess and wonder and hope. You don't have to try to find something to motivate you that's based upon your culture and your history and your likes and dislikes. Although that is great. That's what every person in every self-help promo, you can go to Tony Robbins, you can go to Les Brown, you can go all of the self-help gurus out there. They tell you to find a dream, something that motivates you and inspires you. That's not what I teach. I teach find a design. Can you find, does other methods work? Absolutely. In fact, they work better than my method in the beginning. But that's the difference between the tortoise and the hare. Your job is, the race is not won by the swift. The race is won by he or him that endureth to the end. So my program allows you to overcome any obstacle. See, my desires are permanent because they're not desires. They're not goals. They're not objectives. They are innate attributes and characteristics. I was born this way. I didn't learn how to be this way. I cannot change it if I want to. A leopard cannot change his spots. A lion cannot stop eating meat. He's born to eat meat. Have you ever seen a vegetarian lion? If you have, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'll stop teaching. Not just one, a whole group. If you can go out in the natural, in the nature, and show me a lion that's a vegetarian, I will stop teaching. If you find me a leopard that can change his spots, I will stop teaching. If you can find me a fish that can walk out on land in the freaking desert, I will stop teaching. If you can find me a bird that can go underwater, change his feathers into scales, and swim like a freaking dolphin, I will stop teaching. If you can find me something in freaking nature and in the stars that totally defy the laws of nature, I will stop teaching. But you can't find it because it don't freaking exist. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to defy the laws of nature. Why? Because you were taught by the dominant culture and this harmonious arrangement. You don't like yourself, just like me. You're born into a system that teaches self-hate. Everything that you're trying to do goes against your design. Bruce Lee was smart enough to understand a branch of science that doesn't even exist yet. This branch of science that I've developed called behavioral cladonomics doesn't exist. Go to Google and type it in. Try to find the word cladonomics. It's the household management of the soul. It is only found in heaven. It is the economy of heaven. It ain't even on earth yet. Do not believe me. Look it up. Google it. Please, Google behavioral cladonomics. See what comes up. Google the word cladonomics. Google the word kleros, K-L-E-R-O-S. Please, at your convenience, of course. Google it. Research it. Find it. See if you can find anybody else teaching what I'm teaching. Please. It doesn't exist. So it is impossible. Cleronomics is the household management of the soul. It is the blueprint for building a temple. It is the only way to identify and remove all limiting beliefs. It is the only way to replace all energy and emotional blockage. It is the only way to deal with the energy or the energetic blueprint in the DNA. It is the only way to deal with cellular. And it is the only way to destroy demonic possession. It is the only way to deal with spiritual therapeutics, not therapy. Cleronomics is the household management of the soul biblically. It comes from the Greek word kleronomos. And without understanding, again, the selective cleronomics that's based upon holistic integration that brings about a transformative thinking and thought, so that way behavior is automatically changed. It's a permanent change of a coping mechanism that you got. So right now you are coping with the stress of not being you. It's called depression. The level of your depression is an indication of your deception. The level of your depression is an indication of your deception. I know reverends and doctors and bishops. I got family members. I got friends that are depressed. But they shouldn't be depressed. The reason that they are depressed is because they have deception. But they don't know they don't know that they're deceived. People who are deceived 99.9% of the time, they don't know that they are deceived until they talk to somebody like me. And I tell them that what they are doing is called coping. They ain't thriving. They are surviving. And so most people are in a marriage or in a relationship where they survive. They tolerate each other. They don't elevate each other. My goal is to be a lightning rod in my wife's life. And my wife's goal is to be a lightning rod in my life. We should inspire each other to be greater. And if that's not happening, then we need to both kick rocks because we're wasting each other's time. Most people are not living their life in the manner by which that allows them to shine, because you are designed to shine. You're not designed by source code. So your job, my job, is to assist you with walking in the spirit. So that way you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's my job. I take my job seriously. Now, what is the key to the kingdom? What are the keys to over understanding what I call selective cleronomics, which is holistic cleronomics? Now, I've talked about this subject on many, many shows before, and I've broken this down. So we're not going to go into it. All of this is already written. I have a 7-hour series on selective cleronomics. If you're part of the life management system, you already got this. Now, you probably don't remember, but if you listen to it, it's in your cells. Because the brain stores everything. Everything you talk about, think about, read about, study. This is the esoteric meaning of the tree of life. Tree means dendrite. Life means that immerses the brain. So there are certain dendrites, thoughts, that immerse your brain inside of your purpose. Now, this was all part of your DNA blueprint and how you access it. This is how you remove all limiting beliefs so that you can actually, again, go about replacing the selective paranormal or paranoid with metanoia. This is holistic cleronomics. This has to do with the integration of the soul with the five components of the spirit, the five components of the soul integrating with the one component of spirit. Five components of the soul. What are those five components? It's the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. And what is the one component of the spirit? The spirit is prime creator. Hero Israel, the Lord your God is one. What is that one? Omnibenevolent. Remember, he's all knowing, all power, all present. He's all simplistic and all benevolent, always benevolent. So you should, those five components of your soul, mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, need to vibrate on the level of being omnibenevolent, toe-curling. So that means everything that you do is designed to get you to get to one place, And that is where you are always vibrating in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Why? Against such things, there is no law. What does that mean? You're not subject to the lower level laws because you're operating on a higher level law. How do we do that? Connect with the four numbers that I talked about before. And let me introduce tomorrow's message, which is the keys to the kingdom. These are your keys to your kingdom so you can be king. These are the keys to your kingdom so you can be king or queen, your kingdom. And then you should allow everybody else to be king and a queen of their kingdom. So if your numbers is 9, if your life path number is 9, if your outer expression number is a 4, and if your soul urge is a 5, and your outer personality number is an 8, and let's say that your 9 comes from the number, let's say 4, 5, and your 4 comes from the number 1, 3, and your 5 comes from the number 3, 2, and your 8 comes from the number 5, 3. Those are the divine attributes and characteristics of your spirit walking that. If you walk in the spirit according to the Bible, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if I'm talking to somebody who's not operating at their peak, I know they're not operating in the spirit. How do I know? They don't even know it exists. I talk to people who are enrolled in the life management system, and they don't even know that it exists. I talked to a client the other day that I sent the life management system and the Dale Kinnear report. Some of y'all don't even have, you don't even need that 700, 800 page Dale Kinnear report, but if you got it, it's great. But there are people who have that Dale Kinnear report, and they don't even know they have it. They haven't even read it. Now, all you need is one page. You don't even need the other 800 pages. But the other 800 pages just add meat to the one page. What is the one page? Those four numbers. That is your coat of arms. That is, wow. I mean, everybody has a spiritual armor. The Bible tells us to put on the armor of God. I was talking to a client who actually knows her family's crest. Anybody know your family crest? It was amazing. So I did this for a corporation to help them to establish their corporate crest. That's what the ancient were called crestons, because they had the crest. Crest means weapon. Are you a weapon of God? Or you're not? You can't be a weapon because you ain't got your crest. Everybody has their own individual crest. That's your own individual coat of arms. That's your own individual protection. No weapon formed against you can prosper if you know your crest. If you are a Christian, not a Christian. Do you know what a crest is? I was blown away because the client who told me this is actually a very, very young client who understands the art of the crestons. That is a coat of arms that everybody in the family, it's like the family heritage, but it's a spiritual heritage. So every family back in the old, Vikings and the Germanic and the English, this stuff goes way back. This is ancient history. This stuff is ancient history. And so I don't even know this. I'm just researching it. And so to have a client who already has, their family has their own crest. I don't even know if you know what that means. I'm going to do a whole series and break it down for you. And that's those circles, those colors, we didn't even got into color alchemy. I'm doing that on a private show. Oh, man. So back in the old days, the Knights Templars, all of the old, they had a shield that they wore in the battle. You know, Achilles, the great Achilles. That dude was born to end lives, the greatest warrior of all times. No weapon could touch him. He died when an arrow struck him in his heel, his Achilles. That's why it's called the Achilles heel. Because if you know your individual crest, you can't be touched. No weapon formed against you can prosper. But if you don't know your individual crest, if you don't know your coat of arms, And if you don't know how to build or create your coat of arms, it's a shield that protects you. It's your spiritual shield. It is the armor of God. All of Great Britain, everybody from Britain, they all have a visual design of the elements that give them full abilities to achieve their crest and their motto. It is the central element of all their power. So the colors are not just colors that they pulled out of thin air. The elements, the animals, the shape of the shield, it is a distinctive, it has distinctive bearings because it is a shield of a person, a family or corporation that is based upon the divine attributes and characteristics that was given to them by God. That is your coat of arms. And when your enemy sees that, it strikes fear in the heart of the enemy. Because they know that you know the hierarchy of your spiritual heritage. It is a visual destroying or organizing genealogy of what is called the herald and DIC achievement. That just simply means you understand all of the elements, all of the attributes and characteristics that make up your coat of arms, your shield, the armor. So Jesus Christ knew, and that's why Source Code knew, and that's why I teach that you got to put on the whole armor of God. Why? If you look at the full armor of God, that's what the coat. You must be armed with the whole armor of God. What is God? The generator, the operator of your, and the direction of your destiny. Without that, even if you're going in the right direction, you ain't got no protection. Without this, even if you are going in the right direction, just like Bruce Lee, you ain't got no detection. So Bruce Lee was filming a movie. You guys know the story. What happened? But same thing happened to his daddy. Same thing happened to his son. So now there are no Lees left. Why? There's no all the men in the Lees family, they all died. Now, he had a daughter, but you know the daughter don't carry the name of the father. They change their names when they get married. So Bruce Lee's generation ended with him because he made the same mistake that I made. I ordered something without clear understanding of my heritage, my spiritual heritage, the armor of God. In the book of Ephesians, and let me close with this, man, because this is I get a little emotional. I get a little excited, man, and this is like, yeah, I don't know if y'all are ready for that. I don't even know if I'm ready. I get really emotional with the power of God. It's really overwhelming. I can't even talk about it. I get just overwhelmed. I'm telling you, man. I just like the spiritual ramification that you are, that God downloaded himself into my body. It just when I think about it, I just get really overwhelmed. I get very emotional with the power. Because when you, it says to put on the full armor of God, you got to put it on. You got it, but it's not on. So if you don't put on the full armor of God, see, when I've made my first two orders in the universe with my first wife, you know, even with my second wife, as you guys know, I put nothing down about age or children. I talk about it all the time. We laugh and joke about it. But there's a big discrepancy because I didn't write it down. I didn't think about it. So, yeah, you writing stuff down. You're setting your mind. But are you setting the mind according to things that you like I did? Are you setting your mind according to your design? So if your numbers are 9 and the 9 comes from the numbers 5, you are a 4, dependable, 5, free spirit, 9, king or queen. If you are a 4 and the number comes from 1-3, you are an individual, 3, creative, 4, hard worker. That is a 5. 5 comes from 3-2. So that means you are creative and peaceful freedom fighter that expresses all this through the eight. And the eight is a 5-3. That means that you, again, take this freedom and you take this creativity to make good decisions. So if you ain't got no freedom and if you ain't got no creativity, your decisions are going to suck. You ain't going to have no armor. And the devil going to walk through your ass like hot butter, just like he did me. And you're going to be somebody else's B-I-T-C-H. You're going to be working for somebody else for the rest of your freaking natural born life until you put on the full armor of God. God is not no mystical dude in the sky. God is inside of you. The kingdom of God is within. The energy that you generate comes from the sodium and potassium pump inside of your body, not outside of the body. If you got sun and water, if you got sun and water, H2O, sun, father, mother, son, H, hydrogen, two molecules of oxygen equals water. That three-stranded cord is not easily broken. That's all you need. If you speak to the water, like it says in the book of Genesis, the Spirit of God, it hovered over the deep, and the Spirit spoke into the deep, and the Spirit said, let there be light. Boom, that was light. You got that same power. Speak to the water, brother. What's the water? You. Bruce Lee spoke to the water. He ain't speak to the woman. He's just speaking to himself. And the woman had to line up with herself. Because he was speaking to the spirit inside of the woman. And his spirit was speaking to her spirit. If you walk in the spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But you got to do something, brothers. You got a coat of arms. You got to do something, sister. You got to put on the coat of arms. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice where the power comes from. It doesn't come from you. It comes from the divine attributes and characteristics that are inside of you. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you never researched this, if you got a family, man, the client I was talking to, thankfully, is smart enough to understand that the power is not inside of me. And so her husband is blessed because of his wife. Most men, we ain't got a clue. It's the woman who holds the shit together. Because the men, we dumb as a box of motherfucking rocks. And we don't listen to our wives. The book of King James says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, a promise. And then when we drop down to verse 10, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, the generator, the operator, and the director, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That is why you in Groundhog's Day. You ain't got your armor on. You don't have your coat of arms. You don't even know the attributes and characteristics of your armor. You walking around trying to be like Mike, or trying to be like some other Negro instead of being like yourself. Be original. You're going to die a freaking copy. You want to be a copy of somebody else? You're going to be yourself. Now, it took me 50 years to figure this shit out. 50. 50. So do you honestly think that I'm going to consult, listen to, hang out with, break bread with anybody that do not understand what I'm talking about? Do you think I'm going to waste my time trying to convince a Negro that what I'm saying is true? Do you honestly think that? My own wife's father sat me down and said, okay, I need you to explain to, in order for you to continue to teach in my church, I need you to explain this. You know what I did? I got up, packed my shit, and left. Do you think I got time to explain when the truth is hidden? I mean, the truth is written down right there. Anybody can read it for themselves. I am not trying to convince you or anybody to enroll in my program or to apply what I'm telling you is true. It speaks for itself. I got 5 children that are balled out of control. I'm balled out of control. And every client that I have that has applied this, they are balling out of control. You can talk to Brother Ruben. You can talk to Brother Roman. You can talk to Sister Deborah. You can talk to anybody. And as I got a few Deborahs, there's the clients that are implementing the things that I'm saying, they're all doing great. The clients that are not implementing, their lives is still the same. Their lives don't suck. Let's keep it real, but it's still the same. They're in Groundhog's Day. They keep doing the same shit over and over again. But the same shit is good, and they like it. They don't want to change, and ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't trying to change nobody. If you like it, I love it. But if you don't like it, and if you want to operate in peak performance, there ain't nobody on the planet that going to tell you what I'm telling you. Nobody. Please Google this for yourself, man, and see if there's anybody out there teaching behavioral cladonomics. Do you think I'm going to go and talk to somebody on the DL? Man, I wish I could tell you. I got pastors who teach my stuff, but they don't want their audience or their fathers or their church government diocese to know. They email me and say, Doc, please do not tell blankety blank. I'll continue to listen. Please see a book. And then I listen to their shows and they water down what I say and then they regurgitate it. But they can't tell their leadership that they get it from me because their leadership tells them don't listen to me. There are some wives, like I told all wives, do not tell your husbands that Brother Will said. That is the kiss of death. Women, if you got a man, do not tell your man that Master Teacher 33 said or Dr. Will says that activates the ruling disposition inside of them. And guess what you just done? Your man now hates me. How do I know? My own daughter told me that. I told my daughter, stop telling my little son-in-law that because I don't want to have to bust that fool in the mouth if he run up on me thinking he's Superman. So now in my face, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. But I pick up the vibe when I'm around him. Now, my daughter didn't have to tell me this. I already knew. Because I got a wife, too. And when my wife come back to telling me what my daddy said, I don't give a damn what your daddy said. I ain't interested in hearing what your daddy said. So, women, don't tell your man what I'm telling you. Because if he want to know, he can tune in. But he don't want to know. Because he sees the change in you. And the change in you is a threat to the non-change in him. And vice versa. Men, if you got a girl that don't listen, as I've told you before, it's creating a vibrational gap in your relationship. And you're going to vibrate right out of his life. Or he's going to vibrate out of your wife, out of your life. How do I know? It happened 4 times in my marriage. Why y'all think I packed my shit and left 4 times? This is not no fairy tale. This is real life. This works. Unfortunately, it works. So you should sit down with your family, as I suggested to, I told my client this morning, and now I'm doing a house visit. Now it's going to cost you $1,000 just for me to show up. And I will come to your house and sit down with your family, and I guarantee you, they will be convinced. Why? Truth stands on its own. I've never met anybody in person. Their ego may not have let them accept the truth, but the truth will make, it doesn't ask, the truth will make you free. Now, you may go back to prison, like I did, but it makes you free. You'll sense it, you'll feel it. That's called energy transference. So it gets watered down over technology, meaning if we do a Skype call, if we do a Zoom call, if we do what we're doing right now, you feel the energy of my voice. That's just one medium. We need all 5. You need to see me. You need to hear me. You need to touch me. You need to smell me. And you need to taste me. Not taste as in with your mouth. This is our spiritual senses. And there are 7 others. As I talked about before, when I talked about the 12 spiritual senses, really there's 13. And so what that does, which is why I like doing live seminars, because when you do live seminars, it activates and it shatters the 12 senses. These are spiritual. As I've told everybody, how when you read to yourself, do you read and hear and see. So if everybody close your eyes right now, please close your eyes. If you close your eyes and I say orange, can you see an orange in your brain? If I say elephant, can you see a picture of an elephant in your head? If I say dolphin, can you see a picture of a dolphin in your head? If I say blah, 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 can you picture a blah, 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 blah in your head? No, you cannot. You can hear a blah, 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 but can you picture a blah, 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 blah? No. Why? There is no blah, 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 because you have not defined it and you have not seen it and you have not pictured it. Therefore, the brain rejects it, even if there is or there isn't a blah, 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 blah. So what am I saying? I am simply stating to you facts that are based upon information that it was written down thousands and thousands and thousands of years before we were thought form beings. So your balance, your smell, your taste, your sight, your warmth, which is different, your hearing, your word, your thought, your touch, your life, your movement, these are all part of the senses that are activated when you are in the presence of greatness. That's why every time I have had a guru, I went and sat in the presence of that guru. Guru meaning somebody that I want to learn from. That's why I took my dark behind to California to experience it. So when I went to Ventura, California, I didn't go down there on vacation. I went to Ventura, California, because in Ventura, California, there were some people there that I needed to learn from. How did I learn from just being around them? I just walked in. It took me about 5 minutes. Okay. I went back to my hotel. Now I came back, went out to dinner, hung out, but all I needed was 5 minutes. Why? Hear, warm, sight, taste, smell, touch, balance, movement, life, spirit, thought, word. All of these are, again, the 12 senses that are manifested through the five senses that give us the ability to connect spirit with the physical. So tomorrow we continue to break down and we do one more show to solidify how you activate your spirit, how you walk in your spirit. So with the numbers that I've just talked about, if you are a 459-134-325-538, so these are the examples of the 12 numbers that allows you to establish the language of the king. With these 12 numbers, you activate your 12 senses that activate the 12 cranial nerves, that activate the 12 primary meridian lines in your body, that connect you to the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, that connect you to the 12 constellations in the sky, that connect you to the 12 zodiac. You establish a circle around you called your coat of armor. There ain't no weapon. It stops all of the fiery darts of the freaking enemy. So somebody coming to you and say, hey, man, you boo-boo the fool. You don't even hear it. It's like ting, 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 ting. They don't get through. Why? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of the generator, the operator of your destiny. That's you. That you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up your whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. That is the evil deity. Remember yesterday or last night's show for my private group, I revealed everybody's evil deity based upon the date that you was born. So are you a member of the product development? Because you cannot develop the product without your coat of armor and the identity of the evil day. Because the word day means deity. Do you know? Now, if you part of the Kingdom Inner Training Center Business Builders product development that we talked about last night, you know your day deity. You got to be able to stand. Because why? I'm not your enemy. Now, you may dislike me, but boo-boo, I ain't your enemy. The enemy is the darkness of this world. It's spiritual weaknesses in high places. It's powers. It's principalities. It's not flesh and blood. So you got to take up the whole armor, all of your 12 numbers. That way you'll be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, and it's telling you three times to stand. Having your loins girt with the truth. having the breastplate of righteousness, right standing, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, everything we said was great, but this is the most important. Above all, taking the shield. What is your shield? Oh, you don't know your coat of armor, or you don't know your crest, or you don't know your spiritual shield. Your ass gonna get smoked. If you don't know your shield of faith, if you don't know that, you're in trouble. Wherefore, you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked ones. How many of them? Some of them? No, boo-boo. All of them. You got to know that. Tonight, we break it down. For the members of my private group, make sure you bring pen and paper, because boo-boo, we're going to break down your shield of faith tonight. We're going to break down the entire armor, but especially because above all, taking this shield, your coat of armor, of faith, wherefore you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword, which is the S word, which is words. Take the S, put it in the back. You got WSWORD becomes WORDS, words of the Spirit. I just gave you the Spirit. Oh, you weren't listening. Okay, the Spirit is 459. The Spirit is 134. The Spirit is 325. The Spirit is 538. But what is that? We got the symbols, but you need the Spirit. The Spirit is the substance behind the four, dependably. The five, freedom. The nine, royalty. The one, leader. The three, creator. The four, dependable. The three, creative. The two, peaceful. The five, freedom of expression. The five again, freedom to communicate as you choose, freedom to go where you want to go, freedom to be the wind. Notice the number of times that the word freedom in this chart. So freedom is very important. If you ain't got no freedom, you ain't got no function. Then three, creative. So this chart is just about creative freedom. That's how you make a good decision. So the ability to understand that is the Spirit. So once you understand that that is the words that make up the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. Praying always with all prayer and with all supplications in the Spirit. So the way that you pray is to focus on these substances that make up the Spirit. And watching, therefore, with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. So my brothers and my sisters, this is so powerful because this is spiritual realization. What we just broke down today was how you realize that you need to use your real eyes so that way you can see the real eyes. Did you realize that you need to use your real eyes so that way you can realize the real eyes? Did you use your R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S, your real eyeballs? Did you use them? Or did you use your artificial eyeballs that was given to you by your artificial intelligence that you call technology? Are you using technology? You can't see shiznits, not in the Spirit. Are you using your real eyes? If you are, you're going to realize something. You're going to R-E-A-L-I-Z-E. You're going to realize. And what you're going to realize is these are real lies. These are R-E-A-L-L-I-E-S. Can you realize that? If not, you're not using your real eyes. So, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to drop it like it's hot. We're going to knock out part three of this series that coincides with the product building. You are the product. You don't go get no damn product. You the product. You just be yourself. Tomorrow we teach you, or tonight we break it down a little bit further. And if you're not a member of the product development part of the Kingdom Menace Training Center, cost is $250. You need to join us because we're on day six already. We're rocking and rolling. You got to get. So please email me masterteacher33@gmail.com or just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $250 donation so we can go ahead and we send out one book called The Principle of Name that breaks down the meaning of each letter, which is a fetter, which is a chain. If you don't have that book, that's a chapter in or part of the Kingdom, the Deaconic Report. So if you don't have either one of those, the Deaconic Report, and you're part of, and you pay the $250, email me so I can send you that book, Principles of Name. So you can understand the power that comes from the letters that gives you the substance that make up your spirit. That way you can walk in the spirit, so that way you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Brothers and sisters, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to take time and bread with you today. It's my prayer that the Father, the Big G, continue to allow the Mother, through the Son, the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M, to continue to lead you and guide you by the Ruach. And may the Pneuma, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you as well into all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, without a body, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Paperfall Bros. On the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't a motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Build the back, then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the Santa song.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, check your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, check your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, throw some raps, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow D. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OG's original. Real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep